About this saucy Lillian Gish calendar that some thieving hound pinched out of my office at Broadcasting House. I don't want to be a bore about it.
Oh, good. We were afraid you did want to be. Let's face it, you have been for weeks. Why the heck don't you just buy another one?
Now, that's the whole point. For some ridiculous reason, they're unobtainable. You try going into any stationers and asking for a saucy Lillian Gish calendar and see what sort of an answer you get.
Yeah, but I don't think we'll bother, thanks all the same. You could always try Mr. Phillips, of course. He'd go like a shot.
You're probably right, but unfortunately, he's rather busy at the moment. He's also after something which is now unobtainable, as far as he's concerned. Wren Chasen in Captain Povey's outer office.
Good morning, Heather. I've just come to say this has gone on quite long enough.
Really? Well, now you've said it. So goodbye, Mr. Phillips.
Goodbye. Nice to... Now, just a minute. I want to know how much longer this old nonsense of going out with Pertwee is going on. And also, is there any old nonsense going on when you are going out with him?
Mr. Phillips, I strongly object...
Possibly, but does Pertwee take no for an answer? I bet he doesn't. Filthy swine! Filthy swine!
Mr. Phillips, it's about time you accepted the fact that our engagement is over. You'll just have to find somebody else.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Heather. What other girl would be cross enough to go out with? That's not the point. I want to be engaged to you.
Then I'm very sorry, but you can't be. A girl can wait just so long, you know. Have you any idea how many years we were engaged?
Well, of course I have. I can tell you to the hour.
All right, then. Tell me.
What, now?
Yes, now.
How can I? I'm not wearing the right trousers.
Beg your pardon?
Well, when we got engaged, I was wearing my number twos. And I realized I ought to make a note of the date.
Go on.
Unfortunately, I hadn't got a piece of paper on me, so I pulled out my trouser pocket inside out, you see, and I wrote it down on that. I used a leaky ballpoint pen. And now if I'm wearing that uniform when it rains, the date usually comes out backwards and upside down on my leg.
Fascinating.
Of course, if I stand on my head in front of a mirror, I can read it quite clearly.
What a mad, exciting life you lead.
Pertwee's late. It's typical of him, of course. Filthy swine.
Once and for all, I'm not expecting Mr. Pertwee, so now will you please go?
I'm not convinced. Just as I thought, I can hear someone coming. Well, hard luck. This is one tete-a-tete that's going to be knocked on the tete. I'm staying. Caught you. I knew it would be you, you snog-snatching, filthy swine.
I beg your pardon, Mr.
Phillips. Wrong swine. Good morning, Captain Filthy. How's your snog? Give a snog a filthy name, it'll be called Pertwee. No, I think I'll stand on my head and have a bit of a read.
Friend Jason, you used to be able to interpret what this fool said. What's he rambling on about now?
I want a date.
Well, you can't have one.
Well, not with you, with Heather.
As I made you can't have a date with anyone. You're going to be much too busy.
Oh, well, that's... What?
Did you happen to pass the Bataniland frigate Poppidum on your way here from Trotbridge?
Oh, that old thing. Well, when did she turn up, sir?
Last night. She's here for training exercises with the Royal Navy. However, now that Bataniland is independent, the British government don't feel it advisable to teach them too much. So she'll be carrying out her training with Trotbridge.
Aye, sir.
Get back to your ship, Mr. Phillips, and collect your things.
Aye, aye, sir. They won't take... Collect my things.
Oh, yes, sir. Didn't I tell you? You've been seconded to the Poppidum. You are to teach them navigation.
Well, really, it's hardly fair, is it? Those poor little Bataniland-ers. They'll never find their way back to their own country after he's finished with them.
Well, get back to your ship, Mr. Phillips. The Poppidum and Trotbridge sail on an anti-submarine exercise first thing tomorrow morning.
Oh, well, that's all right, then. Hello? How about this evening? As it's my last...
Out, Mr. Phillips! Out, out, out!
All set to cast off, Chief?
All set, sir.
Ready to sail when you are, Commander Bell, sir?
Oh, Lord, don't look at me. I mean, I know I'm the captain. Nobody else seems to, but I do. I don't mind coming up on the bridge to make up the numbers, but don't ask me to get involved. Now, you carry on, number one. Just tell me when to shut my eyes and wait for the bang.
Oh, very good, sir.
The Pompadour is sailing, sir. She's just leaving the dockside, sir.
You sure?
On positive, sir. And Mr. Phillips is obviously on the bridge.
Yeah, quite. Cast off forward, cast off aft, Jim.
Cast off forward, cast off aft. It is, sir.
Slow ahead, boat chief.
I say, number one.
Could it wait a moment, sir? This is the tricky bit.
Slow ahead, both it is, sir.
Steady. Right hand up a bit. Blazes was that?
Well, that is what I wanted to mention, actually, old boy. You cast off both ends, but you forgot to let go of the gangplank.
Tell me the captain's right, sir. Look, it's hanging over the side and being dunked in the briny like an oversized yo-yo.
But cut the ropes before old Thundergut sees it.
Aye, aye, sir. Ginger!
Hello?
Cast off the gangplank.
Right, oh.
Gangplank well and truly launched.
Thank heaven for that. I always believe in getting rid of the evidence. Has he got our name on it?
No, sir.
Splendid. Send a priority signal for the shore complaining about an unreported hazard to shipping.
Lovely, sir. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Yes. The Admiral should be blasting several cones of brick dust out of Captain Povey about it within the hour.
I did have that in mind.
My word. There are times when I'm jolly thankful I'm on your side. I've never been at all certain whether you're on mine, of course, but at least I'm on yours, which is a start. I say, cracking view you get from up here, don't you? I mean, with a view like this, I'm surprised you bother with the television.
No, that's the radar screen.
Oh, is it really? Well, you live and learn, don't you? Eh? Well, I don't, but some people do. Radar, eh? That sort of comes in useful, then, does it?
Yeah, well, it would do if any of us understood it, sir. Personally, I'm a great believer in leaving well alone, sir. No, we never turn it on, sir.
No, we don't, do we? Seems a pity, really.
No, don't be tempted, sir. Just you leave it be, sir.
No, it's all right. Mr. Phillips isn't aboard. Now, switch it on, Chief. Let's see what it does.
No, sir. No, please. No. It'll bombard us with rays and wipe us all out.
Pertwee. Don't be such a coward. Switch that radar set on.
Oh, blimey. Oh, what a shame. It's not working. Well, some other time, perhaps.
Certainly, leave that switch alone. Give the thing time to warm up.
Well, I'd rather not, sir. Honestly, sir. Look, let me...
The test card, followed by the wooden tops. And now, until 1:30, BBC One is closing down.
Of course... I should have known.
I say, can't we leave it on? I'm rather partial to the wooden top. I mean, mummy wooden top's a bit of a drag, but I love the way their dog bounces and moves all four legs at once when it walks. Got his strings caught up, I suppose. There was a chap in Compact who used to suffer from the same problem.
Well, I think we'd better concentrate on our driving, sir. Pertwee, I'll see you about this later.
Yeah. I said, well, I would like to say in my own defence, sir, that I've stayed loyal, sir. It won't get ITA, sir.
Well, that's something, I suppose. Right, we're clear of the dockyard. Pull ahead, both, Chief.
Pull ahead, both, Chief, sir.
Let's catch up the Poppadom and see how Mr. Phillips is getting on with the Patani landers. One thing about their frigate, if you can't see it, you can always hear it.
And may we say what an enormous and truly magnificent pleasure it is. To have an old steaming British naval officer cluttering up the bridge of Patani lands absolutely, absolutely top old, but nonetheless study old frigates.
Oh, yes. And I also most resoundingly echo my good friend and comrade in Pete's jolly old sentiment.
Oh, how right you are, and me also. Bung ho! Bung ho!
And one more?
Why not? He's a decent sort. Bung ho!
Oh, thanks very much, yes. And Bung Ho's back again, I'm sure.
Bung Ho's back again?
Yes.
But that is most impolite, for why are you returning our highly desirable and incredibly noisy Bung Bung Ho? Bung Ho?
No, I'm not. The Bung Ho's I'm sending back were mine.
Were yours? How can this be? They were our Bung Ho's in the first place.
No, this was a different lot of Bung Ho's, you see. No. I've still got your Bung Ho's. I've got yours. These were the. I think I'm going bomb.
How supremely scrumptious for you.
And what a truly splendid day for it. How far is it to this balmy?
I think we better change the subject. What about reducing speed before the... before the vibration undoes every nut and bolt in the ship.
Now, this is something about which there is no need to worry.
No need to worry, why not?
On the poppadom, every nut and bolt is most certainly already undone.
Oh, yes. Rivets, likewise.
But of course,
a fine ship.
There's none more waterlogged.
I wonder why my feet were getting wet.
Not to worry, when we get the water on the knees, then we start the pumps.
Yes. They don't work, but we start.
Oh, yes. A splendid old noise. Your ear holes will much enjoy it.
Thanks. I'm sure my ear holes will be most grateful. Now then, where are we?
Well, on our way to Barmy.
In fact, we must almost be there.
You know, you could be right at that. Is that Troutbridge coming up astern of us?
Well, from the highly splendid but nevertheless comical to watch way that this number A1 top hole all banging British nautical boat is swinging about all over the water, my good friend and comrade in feet here,
Bung Ho,
how do you do? We would both be asserting that this is indeed the A1 top hole all banging British nautical boat, Troutbridge.
But of course,
by all means.
Who's arguing?
No one at all.
Oh, hurrah!
Shut up. Bung Ho!
I'm sorry I asked, actually. You're right, though. She is swinging about a bit.
Oh, most decidedly.
Doubtless, without doubt. None whatsoever.
Of course, you know why Troutbridge is swinging about like that, don't you?
No, as of this moment, I am completely in the soot.
Well, it's obvious they haven't got Leslie as the navigating officer.
Oh.
Bad show that, you know. Amateurs at the helm.
With great respects and borrowing from you one of your sorry pardons.
You help yourself.
Oh, very kind.
Rule Britannia.
If one observes the horizon behind the A1 top hole all banging British nautical boat Troutbridge, one comes to one more definite conclusion.
Oh, what's that?
One realizes that it is the Patani Land's glorious but nonetheless study old frigate, the Poppadom, which is swinging about on the water. Not Troutbridge.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. We come. Left hand down a bit and steady at that. Troutbridge is coming alongside.
Ahoy, Mr. Phillips!
Ahoy, sir.
Having a jolly time?
What do you mean, sir?
Well, judging by the way you were swinging about, the Patani Land's local broom must pack quite a kick.
Oh, very funny, sir. Yes. It wasn't us that were swinging about, it was the horizon behind you.
Really? Well, of course, there's just no arguing with that kind of navigation. Get on station and we'll start the anti-submarine exercise.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hello, Captain Burger's office.
Was it really? Well, that's handy. Just the chap I wanted to speak to. Foreign office here. Sir Willoughby Tom Hunter Brown, see?
One moment, sir. It's the Foreign Office for you, Captain Burger.
Oh, good grief. It's not that idiot. It's a bubbly, bobbly, 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 bobbly.
Yes, it is, actually.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Oh, forget it. I'm used to it. It's Sir Willoughby Todd Hunter Brown, as a matter of fact. Why my parents couldn't call me Fred, I'll never know.
Quite so, Sir Fred.
Look, Povey, old man, we've got a panic on up here at the F.O.
Pardon?
Granted. What did you do? Oh, never mind. This is more important. Look, you'd better cancel the anti-submarine exercise with the Patani Land frigate, the Poppadom. The Patani Land government have turned nasty on us and broken off diplomatic relations.
What?
They've cancelled all visas and generally run amok. We've got quite a few English tourists stranded out there, you know. Although why anyone ever wanted to visit Patani Land beats me. The beach is a pure mud. The nightlife stops dead at 8:30. And all the women weigh 18 stone and insist on trotting about Starker.
Oh, good grief. Well, I'm sorry, sir, but the anti-submarine exercises have already started. The Popperdom and Troutbeach sail this morning. Sub-Lieutenant Phillips is aboard the Popperdom, of course.
Is he now? Well, offhand, I'd say you had him.
What?
Well, once the Popperdom's crew hear the news, he'll be bung-hoed straight into their brig. Oh, next time you're in Whitehall, you must pop in for a cup of tea and a muffin.
Well, I look forward to it, sir.
Well, nowadays they use marge instead of butter, but the brew-up's not bad. Hope Troutbridge is in time to get Phillips off. Keep in touch. Toodly-bye.
I mean, goodly-bye, sir.
Yes, well, I mean, if only they told us earlier, we might have got the clot off.
Yes, it does seem a shame, doesn't it?
A shame, sir? Do you realise our favourite noddy is probably rotting in the Popperdom's brig, sir? But we've got to get him out, sir. That's a fellow British naval officer they've captured, sir. We must rescue him, sir.
You're right. Well, in that case, we shall just have to open fire on them and hope we can force them to surrender before they fire on us.
Oh. Well, of course, on the other hand, he may be enjoying it, sir. No sense in our acting hasty and spoiling his fun, is there, sir? I mean, leave him be, I say, right? Hey, that's agreed. Let's head back to Pompey, sir. I'm sure he won't forget to write. Oh, what a tale he'll have to tell. All our gobs will be our.
You'd do it, wouldn't you? You'd steam off into the blue and leave him. Not so much as a good afternoon, Mr. Phillips, bring us back a stick of rock.
Well, I was just...
Not a thought for all the years we've sailed together. Oh, no. Pertwee's all right, Jack. Full ahead, both.
Well, I was...
Of course, I realize there's been all this nonsense about you both going out with Heather, but that's hardly a good enough reason to desert a comrade in his hour of peril, is it?
Well, I...
Nitch he may be, clot he may be, prize clown he undoubtedly is. But that's hardly a good enough reason to leave him to rot in some deep, dark, dirty and dodgy old dungeon?
Well, is that all you can say?
Surely you can do better than that.
Well, it's not good enough.
Well, look, Pertwee, shan't warn you again. You've got to say something, say it. Come on, out with it.
What?
That'll do.
What, Kyle?
What, Pert?
What, we? House, would you care for one more game, sir?
They're bonkers, a pair of them.
Oh, Commander Belsar, sorry about that. I'd forgotten that you were here, sir. What are we going to do about Mr. Phillips, sir?
Well, there's only one thing we can do, isn't there, Number One, eh? I mean, he's a fellow officer and all that jazz, so we've got no choice.
Well, you think we should rescue him, sir?
Certainly not. Are you mad? We'll just belt back to Pompey and indent for a new navigating officer. Bound to have a few knocking around the store somewhere.
Bridge, Number One here.
Starboard lookout here, sir. Leading Seaman Goldstein chucked in. He's having a bit of a go, then.
Pardon? Who is?
A wandering boy, of course, Mr. Phillips.
Goldstein, what are you talking about?
Well, I've got two theories, as a matter of fact. Mr. Phillips is leaning out of one of Popperdom's portholes, and he's waving a bit of cloth. Now, either he's waving at us for help, or they've got him tidying the place up, and he's shaking the muck out of his duster.
What? Take us alongside the Popperdom, Chief. He may want a bit of a chat.
Oh, I'll just...
Coming alongside the Popperdom now, sir.
Stop engines, Chief.
Stop engines, it is, sir.
With any luck, we should settle with the bridge alongside the porthole Mr. Phillips has stuck his bonce through.
Coming alongside Mr. Phillips' bonce now, sir.
Hello, Mr. Phillips, sir. With just your head sticking out like that, you look as if you've been stuffed and mounted on a wall.
Oh, very funny. I'm not playing cuckoo clocks either. Get me off this blooming ship. I'm starving.
Aye? Aren't they giving you anything to eat?
Yes, but they're all Patani Land local dishes. I've never seen so many platefuls of oh nasty in my life.
Are you a prisoner?
Oh, no, sir. They say I'm off duty. They've locked me in a cabin with an armed guard outside to see that I'm not disturbed. Jolly nice of them, isn't it?
Oh, blimey. Here, have they told you when your next turn of duty is supposed to be, sir?
Oh, yes, January the 14th, 1989.
Well, he should be well rested for it by then. Now, listen, Mr. Phillips, you'd better stay where you are.
Oh, heart.
Oh, sorry, pardon. I'll try and get permission to board the Poppadom and see if I can sort this out with the captain.
Thank you. Sir, whilst you're doing that, could you rig up the radar set so I can see it from here?
What?
Well, it's almost time for the wooden tops. I want to see that dog that bounces and moves all his legs at once.
Certainly not.
Cheer up, sir. With any luck, with that on board in time to see the actor who trots about like that in compact.
Hunter Brown to see you, sir.
How do you do, Purvey?
How do you do, sir?
Have you met my wife?
Oh, yes, I have had that honor, sir. How do you do, Lady Todd Hunter Brown?
Charles, and very possibly bottoms up.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, Lord, that's a snag with naval hospitality. It starts too blasted early.
But never until the sun is over the yard arm, sir. That's the unwritten rule.
Is that a fact? Well, this morning I had a slight suspicion the sun was just the tiniest bit early.
Quite.
I did query it myself. But such a nice young lieutenant in some wardroom or other went to such trouble to explain about summertime and the effects of extremely low clouds that it seemed a pity to disappoint him. So I accepted a snorkel.
As we'd rather gather that, dear. Now, look here, Povey. Are you in the picture?
Pardon.
Good man. I knew I could rely on you. It's going to be tricky, of course, but between us, we should be able to handle it.
Look, sir, what's happened? I gather this is something to do with the Batalinan figure, the Poppadom.
Povey, how right you are. The Batalinan government has been overthrown. Well, that's hardly a novelty, is it? They've had 8 presidents in the last 6 weeks.
8?
Well, they didn't have a lot of choice, Willie. 6 of them were shot.
What happened to the seventh?
We got flu. Now, don't let's waste time, Povey. Position is this. The Batalinan government are chatting to our lot again. Diplomatic relations have been restored.
Very relieved to hear it.
Go away. Oh, there is a snag. The frigate Poppadom has signaled that they don't want to serve under this week's government, and they want to start a free Batalinanders movement here. Now, we've got to persuade the Poppadom to return to Batalinan. As soon as they dock, I'm going to talk to them. Put them back on the right path and all that. They'll go back all right. You leave it to me.
Hello, Captain Purvey here.
Hello. This is intelligence speaking. I'd like to know, the Poppadom and Troutbridge are just sailing into the dockyard now, sir.
Poppadom and Troutbridge are back, sir. We'd better get down to the dockside at once.
Batalinan, David. And as the next governor of Batalinan, I think I can safely say. But we mustn't forget the other chap's point of view, because he's just as much as anyone else. And that's only half the story.
Where are you?
No, my friend, as the bard once said, although I have to admit I wasn't there at the time, but leaving this aside, you must realize that it's the spirit that counts.
However much longer do you think he's going on, sir?
If only he'd shut up, I think they'd be quite happy to sail home.
I'm sure of it, sir.
Pertwee, what have you done?
Me, sir? Done, sir? Oh, nothing at all, sir. I've just indulged in a slight touch of the diplomatic, sir.
Oh, dear.
Oi! Leave off, Willie's talking.
Oh, sorry, pardon. Sir?
All round, sir.
Thank you. And it is with this thought uppermost in our minds that we as a nation... But what has this to do with the supermarket, my young? A good question. One would scarcely need an answer from me. The balance of payments.
the dollar reserve on even dates only. This must be our yardstick. Each of us agree, and just as we did, so must you. Even if you don't, and he doesn't, so why should either of you? However, I don't want to bore you with a lot of figures. Stand firm and move quickly whence all but he had fled. And in a year's time, I challenge you to come back and tell me.
Yeah, and I, for one, would like to tell him now.
Pertwee, be quiet.
Yes, why don't you shut up and listen, Pertwee? It's all perfectly clear.
Stone me, I should have known you'd be able to follow all that load of...
Codswallop! There's no other word for it. Well, that's it. I've done. See more part of it.
Oh, at last. What happens now, sir?
Well, with any luck, the Popperdom lot will agree to return to Patani land and serve under the new government.
Oh, I think they'll agree to do that, all right, sir.
He's right, sir. They're sailing already.
I never doubted it, sir. They'd only just make it.
Really, what have you done? Why are they in such a flaming hurry to put to sea?
Oh, nothing much, sir. Just a little insurance and encouragement, as you might say. I reckon they've had enough of Sir Willoughby's speechifying, and I've given them a much better alternative.
What's that?
Well, I've tuned their radar into BBC One, and right now they're probably all looking at the wooden tops.
God, lucky old them.
Well, gentlemen, there they go, and I must admit I'm not sorry. If the Popperdom has practically steamed out of the dockyard now, you won't have any more trouble from...
On the other hand, you might.
What the blazes has happened? But she's going down like a stone.
Well, I happen to be watching, sir, and as far as I can see, she hit something in the water. In fact, from here, it looked like an old gangplank.
What? Well, if that's all, sir, I think I'll...
A bad show, then. I mean, if a ship towed her gangplank out, she might have at least have reported it.
Yes, you're quite right. Just a minute. Troutbridge sent a signal about that. The Admiral nearly blew my head off.
Did he really, sir? But good morning, sir.
Pertwee, come back here.
Not likely, sir. And if you're smart, you'll come over here, sir. The flaming sight's safer. Last one aboard's the captain.
Stop! Come back here, the pair of you. I've just noticed the gangplank to Troutbridge you're using belongs to HMS Makepeace.
Where's your own? It's out there, isn't it?
I want those two. I'll have him in irons forever. It's sabotage this time. That's what it is.
No, it isn't. It's treason. I'll have him shot.
Slowly. They've really gone too far this time.
You probably noticed that we spliced on a clean version of the theme at the beginning, and there was one at the end of the programme which you didn't quite hear there. As a penniless teenager, the supplier of the episode, Robert Newton, faded the theme in and out to save on tape. And that's also why I have to read out the credits. The Patani Land training exercise was written by Laurie Wyman and starred Stephen Murray, John Pertwee and Leslie Phillips, with Richard Caldicott as Captain Povey, Heather Chasen as Wren Chasen, Michael Bates, the Patani Land officer, Tenniel Evans, leading Seaman Goldstein, and Ronnie Barker as Commander Bell.